One out of six Washington students was chronically absent from school last year. That means they missed at least 10% of the school year, or 18 days. The state just released chronic absenteeism data for the first time. KUW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld has the story.
That's the morning bell at George T. Daniel Elementary School in Kent. Most students are in their seats already, starting their lessons. But outside, one minivan after another is pulling up in the school driveway. Tardy students spill out. A dozen of them line up in the school entryway to check in with office staff.
Sweetie, come here. Who's your teacher?
Miss Eccleston.
Hi, come here. And how come you're late?
Because I was sleeping.
Sleeping? Okay, sweetie, give that to your teacher. Okay.
At this school, 50 students might be tardy on a given day. Many other kids won't show up at all. Principal Patty Drobny says it's usually the same kids who are later absent. Chronic absenteeism is a key predictor that kids won't learn to read on time and eventually won't graduate. Drobny says there are a lot of different reasons that kids don't make it to school. Sometimes there are cultural factors at play.
What I heard the other day was, that's my baby. I don't want to force her up. And then we had to talk about, if it's your baby and you care about her, that's all the more reason to force her to get up in the morning.
Some immigrant families come from countries that are more relaxed about time. Many families rely on their children to babysit younger family members. Poverty can lead to everything from transportation problems to health issues for kids or their parents. Some students might stay home because they don't feel safe or comfortable in school. Discipline can skew the data because out-of-school suspension also counts as an absence. Hedy Chang heads Attendance Works, an organization that's advising Washington State on reducing absenteeism. Chang says, of course, chronic absence means kids miss lessons, but she says it predicts trouble in school for other reasons, too.
Part of the reason why you want to track chronic absence is it's an early indicator that there are other life issues that might, in fact, be also affecting their academic performance.
To get to the heart of the problem, some schools have been going beyond robocalls and form letters home when students are frequently late or absent. At Daniel Elementary, Principal Drobny has been meeting with parents to figure out what's getting in the way of school. Drobny says parents are often startled when she tells them that even missing 2 days a month adds up to 10% of the school year. And she says parents tend not to realize how much learning kids miss out on when they're not in school, especially in kindergarten and first grade, which parents often consider optional.
A lot of parents are surprised when they see what kids have to do. So there's that surprise factor of, wow, when I was in kindergarten, we got to take naps.
If parents blame oversleeping, Drobny offers to give them an alarm clock from her stash in the office. She's only had one taker. Drobny has stretched a giant chart across one hallway at the school to draw attention to the number of students who were tardy each day this school year.
It started in October that we started tracking. You can see 56.
She's promised students a big party if they're able to get the school-wide tardy count down to the single digits. She's just asking for one day. At the state level, there's a new initiative to educate parents, entice students, and break down barriers to attendance. One possible strategy comes from New York City, where schools assign chronically absent students success mentors. That's someone who keeps track of students' attendance, acts like a kind of cheerleader, and helps students strategize if they're having a hard time making it to school. Hedy Chang of Attendance Works says now that Washington State has released its chronic absenteeism data for the first time, districts will be able to see how they're faring compared to similar districts.
And what's significant about that is then it allows you to both identify what we call a positive outlier, a bright spot, that has characteristics that would suggest that they'd have a high level of chronic absence, but they actually are doing a great job.
The hope is that those bright spot districts can teach their peers how they get kids to come to school. Ideally, on time. In Kent, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.